What are you doing home?
Well, it's 11 a.m. on a Monday. You're supposed to be at work. Why are you here? Excuse me? You're saying you're sick. Are you kidding me? Look at you. I'm serious. Look at you. You don't look sick at all. Well, excuse me. I know you're faking it. Faking being sick so that you can sit around the house and be lazy all day? Is that it? Unbelievable. You know this kind of behavior is unacceptable. You do get that, right? You think I'm just gonna let you do this? I will not tolerate you being lazy like this. I think I know what's really going on here. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that you've been spending increasing amounts of time not just being lazy, but sitting around the house, watching things on the internet that you shouldn't be looking at and you shouldn't be listening to, and playing with yourself. You're faking being sick so that you can stay home and masturbate, aren't you? That's it, don't you fucking lie to me. Because look at you, I walked in and you look like you're out of breath. You don't fool me for a second. Do you realize how fucked up it is to call in sick to work so you can stay at home and masturbate all day? Oh. Well, you know what? You want to try and tell me that you really are sick? Why don't we find out, hmm? How about Daddy takes your temperature? Huh? And then I'll get some answers, won't I? Hmm? You. Stay lying there. Don't you dare move. Not for a fucking second. I'll be right back. Here. What have we got here? What's this? Oh, I think I could take your temperature with this thermometer. Well, you want to sit around the house and be a lazy little fuck? Well, then Daddy's going to take matters into his own hands. So, stop lying down on the couch. Get up, pull your trousers down, and bend over. Did you hear what I fucking said? Do it. Now. You lazy fuck. Come here. Come here. Get your ass up. There. Stand up and let's pull these trousers down. There we go. Hmm? Get this cute little butt of yours out. Huh? Well, hey, don't you dare complain. Don't you dare complain for a second. I will not tolerate you being a lazy little masturbator in this house, watching your pornography, calling in sick to work, when you're supposed to be out there being productive. It's naughty, do you understand? And Daddy's not going to tolerate it. I told you to bend over. Oh my God. Okay. If that's how you want to do it, I will have to grab you by the back of the neck and bend you over myself. That's it. Put your hands on the armrest. Now, let's find out, hmm? Oh, don't worry. I'll make it nice and wet so it slips in easy for you. There we go. Look at that. Dripping wet, so I can get it back here and just slide it up your ass. Hey, you stay bent over. Okay, you get me? Stay bent over like that while I hold this inside your ass and take your temperature. You think I don't see you? You think I don't know you? Daddy knows you better than anyone. And Daddy is going to have to keep the discipline strict, apparently. God. Sitting there on the couch, staring at God knows what on your phone, playing with yourself, acting like it's not happening as soon as I walk in. Did you think I wouldn't know? Did you think I wouldn't find you? I bet if I pulled these trousers of yours down even further, I would find more evidence of you being turned on. Kind of evidence you couldn't fake. Well, for right now, we'll just stick to the temperature, shall we? Just up your ass, checking how warm you are. Oh. God, I bet all I would need to do is to pick up your phone, unlock it, and I would find all kinds of pervy little things that you've been staring at. Is that what Daddy would find? I asked you a question. Is that what Daddy would find if he went through your phone? You being a perverted little masturbator at home, taking the day off so that you could indulge yourself, abusing your own body for your own pleasure. I should have known. I should have expected it. I don't know why I don't. You've been getting worse lately. You and your pervy little habits. I wonder if that's been up your bottom for long enough now. What do you think? Shall I take it out? Shall I check it? Here, why don't I slip it out of your bottom? And let's look here. Oh, what a surprise. Temperature is looking completely normal and healthy. Who would have guessed it? Well, you know, these thermometers, they can be a little bit unreliable. I wonder if there's another way we could test how healthy you are. Maybe there's another kind of thermometer I could use. Why don't you... Come on, get up, turn around, and sit yourself down. How about we test your temperature orally? Give me this face. Now, why doesn't Daddy slip a finger into your mouth? Like that. It's definitely warm and wet in there, isn't it? Look at you. All I have to do is put a finger in your mouth and you just instinctively start to suck. Daddy's little pervert, You love sucking, don't you? Say it. Say, yes, Daddy. There you go. You love to suck, don't you? Yes, Daddy. That's it, baby. Well, if you love to suck so much, how about I take your temperature orally with this? Daddy's got a different kind of thermometer you can suck on, baby. So put this in your mouth and show Daddy that you can be well behaved and follow orders for once. Oh, that's it. Suck on Daddy's cock, baby. That's it. I wonder what kind of porn you were watching while you were laying there on the couch pretending to be sick. I wonder if you were watching older guys get their cocks sucked. All those thick daddy cocks. Thick, hard daddy cocks getting sucked. Just like this. Is that what you were watching, baby? I know you can be so badly behaved. That's why I need to keep a close eye on you, isn't it? Oh, come on, baby. Why didn't I grab you by the hair just there? And... let daddy control the rhythm, baby. Grab you by the shoulder. Grab you by the hair. And I'll just move you back and forward. That's the rhythm daddy wants, baby. Now you just make sure that you suck it hard, okay? Oh, it's very warm in there. But something tells me you really aren't sick. Oh, that's it. That's it, baby. Suck on daddy's cock. Oh, suck on daddy's cock. There you go. That's it, baby. That's it. The way you're sucking it so enthusiastically. Oh, that's a lot of energy and enthusiasm for someone who was claiming to be unwell just a moment ago. You know, if you're so worried about your health, maybe I should give you an examination like this every day, Keep on checking your temperature, daddy's special thermometer. Would you like that, baby? Would you like daddy's exam every fucking day? I think if we're gonna get a good temperature, we need to get it in really far, baby. We need to push it in, really far. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, don't choke. Don't you choke, baby. Oh, I know you can take it. I know you can take it all the way down your throat. Oh, let's just shove it in as hard as it'll go. And just hold it there for a second. Hold it there. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, don't you choke. Don't you choke, baby. I know you can do it. Come on. Come on. Daddy's taking your temperature. There you go. There you go. Deep breath. Deep breath, baby. Come on, look up at me. Look up at me. Come on. You did a good job for daddy, didn't you? Yes, daddy. That's it. That's it. Oh. Now, one more time, so I can get an extra accurate reading. Open wide, and daddy's gonna push it in there. Grab you by the back of the head and just hold it right there, as deep as it'll go. Come on, baby. Oh, I hear you starting to choke. You hold it. You hold it. You can do it. Just a minute longer, baby. Just a moment longer. It's so deep inside your throat. Fuck. Oh, there you go. There you go. That's it. That's it. Oh, baby. Well, I'm more convinced than ever that you're perfectly healthy. But I think I want to go back to the anal examination. This time, I want to use my own thermometer again. So get yourself up. Bend your ass over for me. Now that I know you're perfectly healthy, there's no excuse that you've got as to why you can't take a cock up the ass, is there? Absolutely no excuse why this dripping, wet cock can't get back here and just slide its way up your asshole. Oh, like that. Oh, you stay bent over, baby. You stay bent over. That's it. Oh, you naughty thing. Bunking off work so that you can stay at home and be a pervert. Well, bitten off more than you can chew now, haven't you? This tight little ass of yours is going to take a big load of cum, okay? Daddy's cum is going to fill you up. And I know you can take it. I know you can take it. That's it. That's it, baby. Daddy's cock all the way inside you. You know, I think one of the reasons you stayed home today was because you knew you would get this kind of special treatment from Daddy. If I caught you being so naughty, lying about being unwell to get out of work, I think you knew this was gonna happen, didn't you? Because you love it when Daddy takes your temperature. Takes your temperature right up your ass like this. Oh, making you wince like that. Oh, making you wince and moan every time Daddy thrusts like this. Oh, that's it. That's it, baby. You're doing such a good job, aren't you? We might have to keep you off work for more than one day, though. Now that you've called in sick for a single day, it would look suspicious if you didn't call in sick for more. So we better make it look realistic and keep you home so that you can get lots more testing from Daddy. That's it. You feeling well enough to take Daddy's cum, baby? Yeah? You feeling well enough to take a big fucking hot load of cum up your ass? I bet you are. Come on. Let's make it happen, baby. That's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. Naughty little fucking thing. You're gonna take Daddy's cum, aren't you? Oh, yeah, I know you are, baby. Because here it comes. I'm gonna grab you by both shoulders, and I'm gonna really go deep. Until I come inside you. That's it. That's it, baby. Fuck. There we go, baby. That's it. Oh, good baby. Good baby. Fuck. You love feeling my hand on the back of your neck. While I come inside you, don't you, baby? Daddy's little sex toy. Taking cock and taking cum. Just like I need you to. Oh, that's it, baby. That's it. Oh, it's okay. Come on. Let's get you down on your knees. And keep my cock inside you while you get down on your knees, and you can just rest on the couch there like that. Oh, baby. I know, that was a lot, wasn't it, baby? You did such a good job at taking Daddy's cock. You always, always do. My pretty little troublemaker. Well, now that you've let me have my fun, Daddy doesn't mind that you've called in sick for work. But I really mean it when I say, you'd better call in sick tomorrow, so I can spend the day looking after you. Would you like that? Would you like more temperature tests with Daddy's thermometer? Because I think you're going to need a lot more anal and oral examinations from your daddy. Oh, that's right, sweetheart. Daddy's going to look after you. Daddy's definitely going to look after you.